And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about goals and priorities identified by the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. We're joined in studio this weekend by the District 3 Supervisor and Board Chair, Anaya Kirk. Supervisor Kirk, as you wrapped up, you were talking a little bit about fire prevention and safety as one of those five priorities and objectives that were identified for this coming year. Can you talk a little bit more about some of the other categories and objectives and priorities?
Yeah. So I'll list off the other four priorities and the objectives that flow underneath them. So the second one, and again, these are in no particular order. It's just five. They're all important. They're all the most, you know, they're important focus areas. So the second one was community health and prosperity. And so that's a priority. But then some of the objectives that we want to see take place underneath that category is increase supply of workforce housing, develop a comprehensive study identifying barriers to affordable housing, increased supply of transitional housing, supporting the Blue Zones conversation that's taking place in the community right now, support parks and recreation, and then supporting children and childcare. So underneath community health and prosperity, those are some of the objectives that we want to go after as a board, you know, this year and next. And then, of course, you can't not talk about priorities and not talk about roads and infrastructure, which we actually just had a really great conversation at the board a few weeks ago regarding PCI and how our roads are the worst in California. So roads and infrastructure is one of our priorities, and underneath that we got seven objectives, which is raise the county's PCI index into the future, provide all residences with access to broadband with speeds of 25 Mbps download. Another one is water security. We all know that TUD's, working towards obtaining water rights, and so that's something we want to support in other endeavors around water. Additional ingress and egress routes. We want to get all of our bridges to a good classification. We want all of our road assets upgraded. And then the seventh one is power and energy resilience. The fourth one on the list is employee and organizational excellence. So that's one of our priorities. And then for objectives, we have five objectives, which is we want to make Tuolumne County the choice of region. We have a real problem with attaining and attracting employees. We like to change that, make a culture where people want to work here, improve customer service through employee development. We want to find new opportunities to fund current and future services. We want to decrease our organization's vacancy rate, which is something I just kind of spoke to. And then the last one on that list is value employee recognition. We don't get anywhere as a board without good employees, and we want to take more time to recognize and value that. Yeah, and value that, excuse me. Okay, so the last one on the list, BJ, for priorities, and then we'll go into the objectives, is public safety. We have five objectives, which are to develop a proactive community response teams, including health and human services and community partners. We want to reduce response time. So when you call 911, we want to make it quicker for people responding. We want to be efficient. We want to have an efficient use of public resources to deliver comprehensive services. We want to enhance community emergency preparedness. And the fifth one is we want to increase internal and external efficiencies in the criminal justice system. So I know that was a lot to swallow, but it's important that people understand, you know, where we're headed and what our objectives are. And then kind of back to my point earlier is, you know, in order for all these objectives to happen, we got to have what's called, you know, tangible results. And something I wrote down here and that came up in the board meeting is there's this acronym called SMART. So when we create action items to go after these objectives, they got to be specific. They got to be measurable, they got to be achievable, relevant, and they have to be held to a timeline. And again, like I said, I think in past boards and staff, there's been a lot of confusion or not clear, hasn't been clear direction, but this is what takes care of that. When you're specific, when you're measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, when you put it all on paper and you put it in a program and you track it and you monitor it, I, as a board member, should be able to look at those action items and really not walk away, but when we have board meetings, we should be discussing, you know, county business, doing our votes, asking our questions. But when a county department brings something before the board, I don't need to ask a million questions because I know that our priorities, our objectives, and our action items, everything that's brought before the board has to be filtered through that lens. So, you know, if we have a community development block grant and there's all these opportunities for housing or other programs, I don't need to ask a million questions because I know that the first thing that staff's going to do is they're going to look at the action items and say, can this line up with that action item? Does this line up with that objective? Does this line up with that priority? And so that's really what effective governing moving into the future.
So I have to ask you, you've been somebody who I know in talking to you in the past, you've been, you know, voicing concerns about how slow sometimes things move in government and projects and whatnot. Are you optimistic that we could see some changes over this next year?
You know, government moves slow for a reason, and that's kind of why it's enduring, right? Whether I like how long things take or not is irrelevant. But what's relevant to me is that we are clear as a board and we're clear with our staff and our staff are clear with us as far as what we can actually attain. And I do think even kind of when things are crazy, like we're able to get a lot of little things done. But BJ, when I look back on my time as being a supervisor, and this is a big reason why I'm running for re-election, is because I'm really going after the culture of this organization and governing. Because if we can be way up here and give high level governance and give clear direction, then I think we're gonna see more bigger bigger projects done and more of them completed. Because now there is no coming back and forth, changing direction. We're losing efficiency with not having clear understanding. And so this is about efficiency. So to answer your question, sorry, a minute later, yes, I think this will not only expedite some projects, but will also be more realistic with some timelines. Like if we think we're going to get something, if we as a board think this should take 6 months, but the reality of it is it's going to take 18 months, then we just need to know that. We need to have it clearly communicated so we're on the same page. Because there are some projects that, I mean, government, can you imagine that for year after year after year, we come back and we set priorities. By the time we set them and we get them vetted and we're working on it, the year's already almost over. So that's why I'm excited that this is going to become like really a two-year process. We're going to have a check-in every single year. But then we're going to have quarterly updates, like soft updates. When things on that timeline are being completed, it'll be before the board. If they're not, it's going to be brought to our attention well in advance. Like, hey, you know, we were planning on having this done in 12 months, but XYZ happened. Now it's going to get pushed out to 14 months. Okay, that's fine. But we just need to clearly communicate that to the board, reciprocal to the staff, but then also the constituents which we serve. So, sorry, do you have any other questions before I go on to the next part?
No, go on.
Okay, cool. So, and this is why a big part of this, too, is important, because as we get objectives and these action items, the next thing is the legislative platform. So now with the legislative platform, we can start aligning our objectives, our priorities, our objectives, our action items, and then we can start building our legislative platform, because that's where, as a board, I believe we can be most effective. If you heard that conversation about the roads a few weeks ago with our board, the PCI index, and how we're the worst in the state, that's a really good reason to have that as a legislative platform and then start going to Sacramento and petitioning our governor, our legislators, people who actually have the power to change the financial strings. Because like we said, it's going to cost $429 million to fix our roads. There's no way in hell we're ever going to be able to afford that. And I'm not going to support a tax on my constituents, which is only going to bring in a couple million dollars. That is a legislative action that needs to take place, and needs to take place in the governor's office. And that, to me, is, again, another reason why I'm running, is because I want to see this culture change where we can set priorities. It doesn't matter if I'm a board member or if a board member comes in behind me. There's clear direction, and when we have those yearly updates, you know, there's wiggle room for changing objectives and some action items. But really, I think a lot of people get into politics. I can't assume why people get into politics, but sometimes there's just too much politicking. What we need to do to be effective is to be a real governing board and set clear vision. It doesn't matter about your politics. It matters about what does our community want, what are the objectives they want to see, and how do we get there? And if we can make that a clearer path for our board and for boards behind us, I think Tuolumne County is poised to be very successful into the future.
We'll pick up on this conversation in just a minute, talking with the board chair, the supervisors in Tuolumne County, Anaya Kirk, on this weekend show. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.